Now back to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap with Tom Evans.
No. In the ring. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring.
And Rocco Nucci.
Rocco, you know who that is, huh?
Yeah, I know who that is.
On AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.
Well, a good Wednesday evening to you. This is the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nucci here, flying the ship solo mio this afternoon. No Tom Evans this week, a short hiatus for my friend. He'll be back next week to talk some high school wrestling with us. But I tell you what, we got a very, very special guest lined up for this evening, one that I'm sure Tom, he might be a little upset that he's missing out, although with what he's doing right now on vacation, maybe he's not missing out the studios of WEOL too much. At any rate, Keystone head coach Chris Vondruska will be joining us here in a couple of minutes. His guys were out at Kenston earlier today, so we'll find out what that was all about, what the expectations were heading into there, and kind of how the season's gone for the Wildcats thus far, and what's kind of ahead in the new year, as of course conference duels really start to pick back up in January, so a lot to look forward to right here on the High School Wrestling Recap. I do want to talk about that Lady Longhorn tournament over at Lutheran West earlier this week. Very good showing from a number of our local teams, so we'll have to dive into that after Coach Vondruska joins us. So let's go ahead, step aside. Let's waste no time. Take a quick break. When we come back, Keystone Head Wrestling Coach Chris Vondruska joins us here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM. If you can't get us there, try that free WEOL mobile app or online at WEOL.com. And welcome back on in. It's the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nucci here with you this week. Tom Evans, my colleague and comrade, will join me next week once he returns from vacation. But somebody not on vacation right now, somebody actually very, very busy today, busy with some wrestling action over at Kenston. It is Keystone Wrestling coach Chris Vondruska who joins us now on the hotline. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this morning. I know we're playing this later on in the evening, but you guys right now getting set to head on over to Kenston for what should be a pretty big day for you guys.
Yep, we're here right now, vacation at Kenston High School, and getting ready for battle.
What are some anticipated matchups that you're maybe looking for today, or I guess maybe what are your expectations ahead of today's matches?
Yeah, we have 12 guys. We're kind of getting our lineup down to where, you know, we're going to be for the end of the year, I think. We're still kind of playing with Tristan Green. He's at 57 today. So, you know, just kind of seeing where he falls at that weight class. You know, we're in between 57 and 50. So he's kind of using this as a measuring stick. And we got other seated guys. Diego Morales is going to be seated third. Jordan Fulmer, probably second or third. He's finally down at 215. And then, you know, just getting more experience for our younger guys.
So you said the term measuring stick, and that actually kind of steals one of the questions I wanted to ask you. Can you use today as a bit of a measuring stick of sorts just to kind of see where the guys are at, especially a guy like Tristan, who, of course, will have big expectations come state title time in March?
You have to, right? Yeah. So, you know, we don't peak for any tournament except for the tournament at the end of the year, but we have these mini peaks, and you know, they come before, you know, some breaks, and we're going to have about 3 days off after this event. So okay. I do want them to compete at their best and see where they're at, and you know, hopefully it motivates the people that that don't do so hot, or you know, maybe motivates the people who win the tournament and say, hey man, if I can win this tournament, I can win other tournaments in the future. So.
There you go. As Keystone Wrestling coach Chris Vondruska joins us here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. Again, it's presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Coach, what are your thoughts just on the start of the season for you guys so far? I've been doing my best to keep up on Twitter, which I think you guys do a great job of posting results and highlights and different things like that. But I saw you guys were at the Lakewood Duels. I know you guys were down at the Ironman at Walsh Jesuit, my alma mater. So how's the start of the season gone for you, the guys, and the ladies, for that matter?
Yeah, great events, obviously at Walsh Jesuit, and all around, you know, we're lucky to get a duel in with Lakewood and get a duel in with Brunswick. But we started the year, this is something that I'm going to really hammer down on my team next week just because I like to focus on positives. But we started the year with 19 guys, and I've never started the year with the same amount of guys that I've ended the year with. So we still have 19 guys, and it's almost 2023. So I think we're going to finish the year with 19. So that's a really big positive. Like you mentioned, our girls are doing fabulous yesterday. They were just at Lutheran West, and we had Emily Jurassic and Lydia Gould take second, dominating their way up to the finals. And then Sage O'Brien started with a rough day, lost two matches to start, and then battled back in her pool to take fifth in the tournament with three consecutive wins. So just loving the effort that they put out, and loving being at these events and watching them compete.
What'd you make of that Lady Longhorn tournament? I know that was a full day with a lot of our local coverage schools involved. I'm pretty sure Columbia was over there. They did fairly well. You guys obviously did well. And again, as we talk more and more throughout the season about girls wrestling, not just here in Lorain County, but across the state, across the nation, what'd you make of that tournament over there at Lutheran West?
Yeah, it was great. I thought we were well represented in our county. I can't remember who finished the highest in our county. Maybe Avon Lake. They have a bunch of girls. Lyria finished ahead of us. And then I think we finished ninth out of everybody in the tournament, just with three girls. And but yeah, they did a great job. The software that they used crashed at the beginning of the tournament, so we actually didn't start until 2 hours after. And it's kind of been a theme of all the girls' tournaments we've been to this year, but they just kind of had some bad luck, and it's not the tournament director's fault. It's not Lutheran West's fault.
Right.
It's just how it was. But after that, they recovered great, and it was a great event. I think it was one of the biggest events that Lutheran West has had, and they had a middle school division as well, so it's just a lot of girls out there having fun, and it's a different vibe at those girls' events, and it's a good thing. You know, it's competitive, but it's sportsmanlike, and yeah, I love being around them.
Now, with your girls, and I'm not sure exactly how long each and every one of them have been wrestling for, so maybe this is a silly question, but do they still kind of go through some of those wide-eyed moments at these bigger tournaments where maybe they're not necessarily accustomed to having that many people in a gym at a time? Or are they kind of getting used to that as the season goes on? Did they ever even need to get used to that?
Our girls don't. We have three girls with a lot of experience. They all went to Fargo before, and they've seen, you know, a giant field house with 30, 40 mats before, and they've experienced, you know, state tournaments and national tournaments and regional tournaments. We take them to Indiana, and they go wrestle in Michigan and West Virginia and all that stuff. So they're year-round wrestlers, and I think that's why they have so much success.
Fantastic. As again, Keystone Wrestling Coach Chris Vondruska joins us. It is the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recaps presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. A couple more for you, Coach, before we let you go. Just in terms of individuals, has anybody, you know, maybe stepped up and really surprised you this season in terms of maybe the effort and performances that they've been able to give?
Yeah, I don't think it's a surprise, but senior Diego Morales is off to a great start. Won the Avon Lake Cobos Classic in pretty impressive fashion. Tristan Green won that tournament as well, and looking to rebound here. But you know, we have some great leadership outside of those two guys. Jordan Fulmer, like I said, is making 215. He's just an awesome motivational leader in our room every day, consistent hard work, making morning practices, making morning lifts, and right alongside him is our 150-pounder Paul Horton, just putting in the effort. And then, like I mentioned, those girls, they don't miss any practice ever, and they just work their tails off. So I'm just super proud of all three of those girls.
I've seen a couple of clips of Horton on social media, if I'm not mistaken. That's a mean son of a gun once he gets on the mat.
Yeah, well, he trains with Tristan Green every day, so he has no choice.
Yeah, that'll certainly do that, huh? Mm-hmm. Coach, before we let you go, two more. I know I saw on Twitter as well a couple seniors, Diego Morales on the boys' side and Lydia Gould on the girls' side. They got some pretty freaking sweet-looking blankets as their senior gifts. Where did that whole idea come from, and who's responsible for those things? Those things were awesome.
Yeah. The Gould family stepped up for them, and, yeah, we're we're lucky to have some great supporters and great parents in our program. And yeah, so those guys will be curling up in blankets. Lydia was curled up in hers yesterday in between rounds where we're waiting 2 hours for the tournament to start. And I think Diego brought his today, so they'll be comfy in the stands in between matches.
Those things were sweet. Names big and bold on those things. No confusing who those blankets belong to. No doubt about that. So, Coach, as we pretty much wrap up 2022 here, we look forward to 2023. I know you mentioned you still got all 19 guys on the roster, which is a huge positive for you heading into the new year. So what's kind of up next? Do you guys got some duels or some bigger tournaments coming up?
Yeah, every Thursday in January is dual season for us. So we start off with a big one. It's been the last few years, Firelands and Keystone. So January 5th is that dual, and then I think we finish our dual season at home on the 26th with Columbia, who is right there knocking at the door to win the conference. So just big Thursdays. Coming up here in January, along with a couple big tournaments, Northwestern and West Holmes, as well as a bunch of girls tournaments all over the place.
Fantastic. Well, we know you certainly love to get your kids some good quality matches before tournament times comes around the end of the year. So, Coach, thank you very much for taking a couple of minutes here to join us. We always appreciate the time. Best of luck to you, the guys, and the girls at Kenston today. Best of luck to you guys, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up again here soon.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do, and maybe one day we'll get to be on a Disney cruise just like Tom, huh?
Yeah, maybe one day. Wishful thinking, but we'll see. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Have fun, bud.
This is the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap with Tom Evans.
No. In the ring. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring.
And Rocco Nucci.
Rocco, you know who that is, huh?
Yeah, I know who that is.
On AM 930 WEOL.
Well, you better know who that is. That was Keystone head wrestling coach Chris Von Druska, kind enough to share some time with me here this evening as you are locked back into the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. As always, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Again, a huge thank you to Coach Von Druska, his Keystone Wildcats out of Kenston today, getting in some good quality matches. So we'll have to check in on the results from there later on. Let's go back earlier in the week, though. This Lady Longhorn Tournament over at Lutheran West, an event that Tom Evans gets very excited about. I know he really enjoyed this one last year as girls wrestling, again, not just here in Lorain County, but throughout the state, throughout the country, really starting to pick up in popularity. You're seeing a lot more females on the mats getting involved in these matches, being a part of the wrestling programs. Some schools, of course, even having their own official girls program, like Columbia this year, led by their first year head coach Hannah Ferry. So very, very exciting stuff right now for girls wrestling, especially again here in Lorain County. But this Lady Longhorn tournament, this was yesterday actually over at Lutheran West High School. We had five local schools placed in the top 25 here out of 35 total teams. Avon Lake comes away as the best Lorain County school showing-wise at this one. They finished sixth with 83 points. Elyria on their heels with 78, and Vermilion right behind at 73. A couple of first-place finishers from our local schools. How about Lauren Ficker getting a lot of points for Vermilion? She knocked off Camille Ramey in the 100-pound championship, so congratulations to Lauren Ficker on that. Riley Banyas also tops the podium in the 105 class. She knocked off Ashlyn Pennington from Alliance. Getting second place in 110, it was Mallory Zadel from Avon Lake. She fell to Bridget Hilliard. Coming in third, it was Anaya Campbell of Firelands. She actually knocked off Brooklyn Guticelli from Elyria. Going down to the 115 class here. Sarah Napier taking second. She was pinned by Josie Nikoloff of Olentangy Orange. Going down to 120, Lydia Gold taking second for Keystone, right behind Catherine Herr of Lutheran West. In the 125 class, taking third from Avon Lake, it was Layla Patterson. She pins Alyssa Woodward of Vermilion. Down to 135, Rajan Alahash from Avon Lake takes third, knocking off Sophia Antonio of North Royalton. And then all the way down to 190, Emily Jurisic taking finishing second from Keystone. She was pinned by Talia Mitchell, again, from Olentangy Orange. So a big shout-out to the girls there over at the Lady Longhorn Tournament at Lutheran West. A great showing from a number of individuals. And as far as the top spots go, congratulations to Lauren Ficker in the 100-pound class and Riley Banyas at 105, both taking the tops of those classes. So before we get out of here, what the heck is there to look forward to here in the high school wrestling scene? Well, one that Tom Evans gets very, very excited about. The granddaddy of them all, as he calls it. No, not the Rose Bowl, but it's the Rexville Holiday Invitational, which, you know, depending if you like football or wrestling more, this might be a little more exciting as teams come in from all over the place. I know Elyria will be there as they continue to try and figure out what they're all about this year, led by first-year head coach Armando Torres. But this Brecksville Holiday Invitational, I mean, you talk about getting in some good quality matches, as Tom has described. This is the place to do it, and we'll see how Elyria is able to fare at the Brecksville Holiday Invitational. The Medina Invitational also coming up. If I was looking at the schedule correctly, Avon Lake looks to stay hot there. Columbia and Wellington will also be involved at Medina, so good luck to those three schools there. You got the Marion Harding Classic featuring the Avon Eagles, led by first-year head coach Mark Jane. They've had an up-and-down start at times. I know they did fairly well at the Cobos. They fell to Avon Lake in a duel, but still wrestling well to start the season, so we'll see what Avon is able to do there at Marion Harding. And, of course, after we turn over the new year, like Coach Von Druska was alluding to, those conference duels pick back up, baby. That's what we're talking about. We love those conference duels. You know, going one-on-one with another school, kind of, you know, my best versus your best, those real tight, confined environments where you get a little more atmosphere and everything like that baked in there. No, it's not, you know, 50 mats scattered across the floor, but these conference dual meets can be very, very exciting, very challenging for a lot of the schools, so we'll certainly be looking forward to those once the new year picks back up. So that'll pretty much do it for us here. Again, it's been the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. A big thank you to Coach Chris Vondruska from Keystone for joining me here this evening. And again, I know you guys miss Tom Evans. Who doesn't miss Tom Evans? I miss Tom Evans, and I've only been away from him for 1 week, but don't worry, big Tommy E will be back in the studio next week to help hold things down. So again, a big thank you to all of you for listening to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll see you next week. Have a great new year, everyone.